Shalom, השיעור שלנו יהיה...
Hello, our lesson will be on the topic, a kli that holds a blessing for Israel. We'll be reading excerpts from authentic sources. You may ask questions on Kav.tv, select the questions, we'll be airing a lesson. So we're continuing, and we're going to quote number 11, Bala Salam Shamati 6-9. First will be the correction of the world. He said that first will be the correction of the world, then there will be the complete redemption, the coming of the Messiah. This is the meaning, and your eyes shall see your teacher, and the whole earth shall be full of knowledge. This is the meaning of what he wrote, that first the interior of the worlds will be corrected, and subsequently the exterior of the worlds. But we must know that the correction of the externality of the worlds is a higher degree than the correction of the internality. And the root of Israel is from the internality of the worlds. This is the meaning of, for you are the least of the people. However, by correcting the internality, the externality will be corrected too through... The externality will be corrected too, though in small pieces. And the externality will be corrected each time until many pennies accumulate into a great sum. Until all the externality is corrected. The main difference between the internality and the externality is, for example, when one performs a certain commandment, not all the organs agree to it. It is like a person who fasts. We say that only his internality agreed with the fast, but his externality is feeling discomfort by the fast, since the body is always in opposition to the soul. Thus, the difference between Israel and the nations of the world should only be made concerning the soul. But concerning the body, they are the same. For the body Israel, too, cares only for its own benefit. Hence, when individuals in the whole of Israel are corrected, the whole world will naturally be corrected. It follows that the nations of the world will be corrected to the extent that we correct ourselves. This is the meaning of what our sages said. Rewarded, he sentences himself and the whole world to the side of merit. They did not say he sentences the whole of Israel, but the entire world to the side of merit, meaning that the internality will correct the externality. Again, he said that first will be the correction of the world, and then will be the complete redemption, the coming of the Messiah. This is the meaning of, and your eyes shall see your teacher, and the whole earth shall be full of knowledge. This is the meaning of what he wrote, that first, the interior of the worlds will be corrected, and subsequently, the exterior of the worlds. But we must know that the correction of the externality of the worlds is a higher degree than the correction of the internality. And the root of Israel is from the internality of the worlds. This is the meaning of, for you are the least of all people. However, by correcting the internality, the externality will be corrected too, though in small pieces. And the externality will be corrected each time until many pennies accumulate into a great sum. Until all the externality is corrected. The main difference between the internality and the externality is, for example, when one performs a certain commandment, not all organs agree to it. It is like a person who fasts. We say that only his internality agreed with the fast, but his externality is feeling discomfort by the fast, since the body is always in opposition to the soul. Thus, the difference between Israel and the nations of the world should only be made concerning the soul. But concerning the body, they are the same. For the body, Israel too cares only for its own benefit. Hence, when individuals in the whole of Israel are corrected, the whole world will naturally be corrected. It follows that the nations of the world will be corrected to the extent that we correct ourselves. This is the meaning of what our sages said, "Rewarded, he sentences himself and the whole world to the side of merit." They did not say, he sentences the whole of Israel, but the entire world to the side of merit, meaning the internality will correct the externality. So, according to what he writes here, the body of Israel is the body of the nations. If I correct the body of Israel, then I'll also correct the body of the nations of the world? Unclear to me.
What is a goof? Body. I don't know what you're saying.
He says that there is Rosh and Guf. When they work in order to bestow, they correct themselves.
Himself meaning the Rosh, the head. And then accordingly, the body is corrected. And to the extent they correct the Rosh, the body is corrected. And the main thing is to correct the goof, the body, which is called externality, that cannot correct itself except through Israel, which is called Rosh.
Meaning the goof, the body in Israel, is also called nations of the world.
Yeah, the goof of Israel and the goof of nations of the world is the same goof. But nations of the world don't have a Rosh, a head, only Israel. Israel, Li Rosh, my head. But the goof, the body of Israel, exists only in order to connect to the nations of the world. This is according to the Partsofim. It's not nothing to do with the bodies in this world.
He's differentiating here between correction of internality and correction of externality. What's the difference between the two?
Correcting internality means what belongs to the Rosh, the head, and correcting the externality is what belongs to the goof, the body.
So Rosh means Israel, they correct themselves, that's internality, and the nations of the world is called externality?
No. Israel corrects everything, they don't correct anything.
Rav, what does it mean when a person sits in a fast?
A fast? A fast is a restriction. He wants to say, if a person fasts, his body suffers.
What's he restricting?
Although the Rosh, the head decides, the goof, the body does not make any decisions. That's why what's happening here. Imagine, you are in the place of the nations of the world, and you feel various problems, sufferings, torments, the climate, everything in life. You didn't decide on anything. You don't influence any of those phenomena. Rather, what do you discover? Instinctively, you discover that there's a Rosh, a head, called Israel, and this head, because of its corrupt functioning, this malfunctioning, the body suffers. The Rosh, the head itself also suffers, but not to such extent. Mostly the body suffers. You have billions of people in the world who are suffering. They die of hunger and diseases and you name it. Who's to blame? In truth, Israel. So what should be the reaction from the goof, from the body? Hate. Instinctive hatred. They don't even know why. But instinctively, they hate. This means that the body fasts, it doesn't know, it doesn't agree. The head decided it's now time for fast, and now the body suffers.
I don't get it. This is an action we're supposed to do, what? To sit and fast?
No, he's giving you an example. If the head says, I'm now fasting, so the head decides, and the body doesn't know about all those things, doesn't care about it, doesn't have a head, doesn't have decisions, it has only a stomach. It needs to fill his stomach, his vessel needs to fill it, and it feels that it's not being given, it's not being filled. So what can he do? So he hates the head, because it doesn't understand why it's happening to it. It cannot understand, it cannot attain, it cannot make any decisions, it cannot agree with it. It needs fulfillment. And the head does not give it fulfillment, so he hates the head. What can be the solution for the head to function properly and connect the body to it, and the body will understand, there will be as one, and the body will understand that the fast and all the actions are for the benefit of the complete degree, the Creator.
Ken.
What's the action that needs to be in the Rosh? I understand everything depends on that.
In the Rosh, the goof, the head has to be the action of connection. You have to correct it so it will have good thoughts, good decisions, correct decisions, and then the Rosh will function according to what's above the Rosh, the Creator, and it will act on the Creator. It will attach to itself the goof, the body, and the entire degree will then function properly.
What am I lacking? What are we lacking in order to properly arrange our Rosh?
We are ahead ourselves. What are we lacking? To be connected. That's it. Nothing more. To be connected with the intention that our correction will bring connection between the upper force and the goof, the body, the nations of the world. This is the reason we exist. We are simply the conduit, the pipeline between the Creator and the nations of the world. As Baal Sulam explains in the article, the Arvut.
He said a moment ago that everything we see in the world is a result of the Rosh not being organized correctly.
All the evil that comes to the world is because the Rosh, the head, is not properly arranged. All the good that flows to the world for the time being, it's because the Creator, and it comes as an advance. We don't really deserve it.
I didn't get it. Where are we?
We are as the corrupt head that exists between the Creator and the nations of the world. And that's why we receive blows from both sides. That's it. Stand and be quiet, either you ask or not.
If Israel's correction corrects the world, why do we need to disseminate to them? What do they need to know?
They need to know that they need to pressure us selectively. I mean, in a scrutinized, clarified way, they should know on what depends a correction. Why do they hate us? And Baal Salam explains to us that this dissemination should be in advance, as the Pharaoh tells. As he tells us about Pharaoh, that he knew about the role and purpose of the people of Israel and allowed them to go out. Similarly, we need to publicize this idea to the nations of the world.
How will their pressure change if they know about it?
I don't know.
They're pressuring us anyway, so how will it change?
Well, the pressure is for us to work together on this. Baal Salam didn't just go to Poland for nothing, and did other such actions. But we don't need to work that much. It's enough if we work on our friends, with our friends from the nations of the world, that we're all together, join them into one rosh, one head. There's a great benefit from that. Also, we publicize as much as possible. Every week we publish articles. We need to advertise them across different networks, it's true, but let's hope that after these congresses, this is what we will do more and more. You ask, Chachamim.
What's clear is that the connection between the souls never disappears. So the question arises, how will we see Rabash as a transition between...
I don't know anything about it.
I don't know is also an answer. Thank you very much.
I'm asking you. I'm letting you ask, but if you're going to start asking about what we didn't learn here, I will not let you ask again.
I'm asking about the convention in Italy. We say that a prisoner cannot save himself from imprisonment. The group in Italy is now crying out. It wants to heal. It wants to become part of the world clear of Europe, a healthy, active part. How can we take this opportunity in the world clear, Bnei Baruch, and the next week help them be saved from imprisonment?
We need to show them, to awaken in them the desire to correct the European Kli.
The
modern form of existence comes to us from Greece and Italy. Organization comes from Italy and philosophy comes from Greece. They revive Europe. Until then, people lived on trees there pretty much, and Italians, it's not the Italians, the Romans, let's say, not exactly, but nevertheless, they came from there and they built all of Europe until northern parts of England, Scotland, and further. They expanded all the way to Russia and then the Middle East, so on, and those wars of invading Asia and Africa by Alexander the Great, this all came from them. Culture, the education, and the political structure, everything came from them. We want to revive in them those roots, our connection to them, through which also religion came. Christianity came from them. So through this shattering that we had, we want to awaken these vessels and for them to influence Europe. That's why we're having a European Congress first, with the hope that they will awaken influence all of Europe. This group is somewhat dispersed. Nevertheless, it's a great group. We used to have congresses there with dozens of people. There's no other country in Europe with such a great group as in Italy. So if we connect them together, we awaken them, we warm them up, through them we'll be able to then influence the Bulgarian Congress, the European Congress. And Europe will awaken we have to do it, specifically us, I'm talking about Israelis, they have to do it because Europe, in our eyes, it's the broken vessel, it's Babylon, it's modern Babylon, which makes up the shattering and the place for the desired correction. So we need to see those two congresses as preparation in the Rosh in Italy and the continuation in the Guf in Bulgaria.
What exactly does the Italian Kli need to do to lower its head towards what we call Israel for the correction to succeed?
Work with us together. I'm not waiting for them, I'm not expecting them to lower their heads and not towards us, rather towards the upper force. Lower their egos a little bit, which is also very special with them. And they're quite proud, the Italians. It's good. It kind of stands out. And in this way, to advance with the lowering of the head.
They need to have a goal for the world clear to pull them.
After they connect, only the connection between them, they can lend a hand to others. Otherwise, which hand? They have no hand.
That's exactly the question. How do they create in this convention this arm that they can cling on to, hold on to Europe and the world Kli? What exactly are we looking at here? What will make them grab onto it?
The importance. Do you need to understand that the whole work of correction depends on them? We need to try to drop it on them correctly and together with them to continue in the European Congress. Let's hope it will succeed, and if not, it will be very bad. Italy will again remain on the side, disconnected from everyone, and so on. I don't know. Let's aim for it and succeed. God willing. Yeah.
Yesterday, too, you said that the Italian convention and also the Bulgarian convention have a strong influence on Israel. Can you share that connection?
Of course. Feel it even corporeally, how much we depend on Europe, on their opinion, on their spirits, and so on. Nevertheless, we are in a state where we can correct this attitude. I mean, Europe is the world, really. China, Russia, America, meaning the U.S., seemingly the side. No. Specifically Europe, that kind of stands between all of them, determines more these twists and turns, this subterranean, underground, concealed trends are decided by Europe. And Trump and Putin, they depend on Europe. There are internal difficulties in it. It's not to do with money or military might. It's like Israel. It decides things in the world, although what is it? Who is it? And Europe is kind of like that, after Israel. We depend more on the opinion, everything that cooks up in Europe.
What exactly do we depend on?
In the States.
In what exactly do we depend on Europe?
It's the ideology. Europe advances the world ideologically. It's not a matter of these kind of coarse powers, the internal powers are Europe. I can explain it, but that's how it happens, and that's how it will happen. Europe makes up modern Babylon that we have to somehow organize, and they have a tendency for it on the one hand, and on the other hand, of course, the ego is working in the opposite way. Let's hope that we will make it.
Let's take a 10 now. Any 10. What does that 10 need to bring into it in order for the internal work or the work of the 10 to influence now Italy, to influence Europe?
We need to bring ourselves to a state where I'm standing before of this broken Europe, broken system in all directions. It's economic, political, ideologically, psychologically, it doesn't matter. In all directions, it's now starting to just reveal itself. And why? Because the ego is working inside and doesn't let me connect. The more corrections they perform, they will discover a greater shattering. But when they discover the shattering, then out of no choice, they turn to our Father in the heaven. But there's no choice, but only the upper force can help us, or we die. That's one of the two. Therefore, what we need is if we could see the European groups as incapable of doing anything, but that's only as a result of a great investment. When they want to connect, they want to come to something, to certain corrections, connections, and they're unable to. And then, only then, they cry out. And salvation comes. That's what we discovered in Moldova, how much we can be together and enjoy ourselves. It's not the end of the road. It's only a prelude to a state where we discover how much we fail. After the success has to come a blow. Well, we succeed in what? Nothing. What do we have? Nothing. Until when? And so on. And so forth. And until we see ourselves in front of a wall. And then we cry out. And in return for this cry, we receive the strength to break the barrier, to cross the barrier. So the same thing we have in Europe, except in Europe, it's clearer. When we are in the shattering, if all of our strength, also the Russians, and there are many Russians in European groups, if using our strength from this gathering of Eastern Europe, we will join it to Italy and to Europe itself, the Western Europe. I think that we can reach a continuation of the Congress in a very good way. What does it mean? That we'll come to a state where we have no other choice but to start asking, turning to the Creator. And this is already the true, correct work. I don't know if it will happen now, in this stage, or it will happen in another 6 months or a year, but the process really has to be like that. Not by myself and the might of my hand can I perform this brave action. But the process is clear. And what we've attained in Moldova, we attained the fact that in the connection between us, we're able to do something. But this is a matter of kind of the smallness. If we connect our vessels with Italy and Eastern Europe and Europe by itself, we'll connect to Babylon, really. Because the Russian Kli is not Babylon. It's really one group, although it's big and spread out all over, but it's really 1:10. We need to bring this force into Europe and to feel how much we foreigners to another, we spread out, we don't understand one another, we have a mixture of languages, we have Babylon, really, and how do we work on it? How can we return this entire vessel by our attitude of being as one man in one heart, to be truly in one heart? And of course we will fail along the way, we'll shout, we'll cry out to the Creator, and then we'll be rewarded with connection with Him and the help. The connection with Him can be only in the condition that we need Him and need His help in order to build a vessel for His revelation. This is kind of in general the process we have to go through.
If we take people that have a stronger feeling of that Babylon that you described, this shattering, and if we put them together, there are people who have a stronger feeling for the European Kli, the Russian Kli, from their own qualities, from their culture they came from. If we will put people who have a stronger feeling of Europe, if we put them in a 10 and we let them work, is that different from a 10 from Russians like you described now?
One has what the other lacks, so I can't say. I think that Europe cannot correct itself by itself. If Italy will join Europe fully, it's good. It's a good force. If the Russians will join Europe in such a way that they support, not forcefully, not like with this open force, but through their support, it also gives something. We need to work on bringing down the European pride. I don't know what do they feel prideful about today. There's no area in the world that's worse than Europe with respect to spirituality and corporeality. So there's not so much to be proud of. I don't know what to do here. Let's hope that during the European Congress, all of our groups from around the world, just as we saw during the Moldova Congress, they connected to us, and we'll be able to work together. But our work is really on this modern Babylon in Europe.
There's a situation now that in Petah Tikva, a few friends, and over the last years, friends who came from Europe, and they're sitting here among us, and they have a direct connection to Europe. How can we condense this force to become an assisting force for Europe?
I don't know what to tell you. This is going on for years. I'm expecting something to come out of it, but nothing does. Either these friends that came to us from Europe or such, or the Europeans can't be in contact with them or don't want to respond to anything.
Of course,
Our work with the Europeans is an extremely important one. And if it doesn't work out, it cannot continue, it cannot go on like that, like all the other years, because if, God forbid, we won't succeed in the coming Congress in Bulgaria, you will see how the situation in Europe will deteriorate after that very quickly, will truly deteriorate quickly. It's not that I want to caution you or threaten you, but it will happen. It will certainly happen as a direct result of the absence of spiritual force in that continent. So, many people came here from Europe, and we don't see that Europe is recovering from that.
For years, there was an effort to form some kind of group that works with Europe here, and every time we saw that it's not really working, and we always see that for years a person tries and he sees it doesn't work, and a person tries again and he sees it doesn't work.
We had a meeting yesterday.
Yes.
We decided that we're all recruiting ourselves for it. So please, recruit for it everyone who's capable, anyone who can do anything, and even beyond it. Also, speak with Eastern Europe on these vessels as much as possible. The World CLI must recruit itself to the European Congress. What we had in Moldova is a Russian Congress. That's a strong Congress. It's a strong force. We know it. You have a strong force in Israel and you have a strong force in Russia. Everything else is dead. Truly, just like I'm in contact with all the groups in North America, the situation there is not better than Europe. Everyone is in a descent. As much as we invest there, nothing is coming out of it. Because it's America, it's, you know, but nothing besides their name. I don't know what to say. I don't know why it's not successful, but it's not. That's the bottom line. I don't want to criticize them for now. So let's try.
Raf, ich frage über unser Kli, Bnei Baruch. Die Situation ist die, dass die Administration Europas.
Jakob, Sie tragen, ne?
Eine Rutsche. Jakob,
translate. I'd like to ask about it. Stayed in Tartikwe in Europe.
Also, die Administration sitzt mehr in Deutschland, in Europa. Also CAP-Akademie, der Kopf-CAP-Akademie ist in Deutschland. Und
the situation is that the management of CAP Academy is in Germany and also the finances.
Und Italien hat ein es hat ein ganz eigenes System.
And in Italy, there's a totally different independent mechanism.
Wie siehst du, wie muss das zusammenwachsen unter einem System, oder wie kann diese Verbindung stattfinden?
How do you see this? Does this need to connect, or how should we connect?
Try to connect everyone as much as possible before the Congress, and let's see if it can work. Let's see how it can be. I don't know. I'm not one of the organizers of these things. Ideologically, I'm giving you guidelines. Really, one line, how I think it should be. But more than that, I cannot say. How to connect the groups here and there in connection with this or with that, I don't know. On the ground, I don't know. I'm not in it.
Ist vielleicht dann wichtiger, dass erstmal innerlich Verbindung sein muss zwischen den Europäern, also auch Italien mit allen anderen Ländern, und dann erst dieses Äußerliche, also wie die Systeme aufgebaut sind, wie sich das äußerlich äußert. Das ist dann zweitrangig.
Is it more important for us to connect internally and then externally with all the mechanisms, the systems?
We're not coming to the population of Europe. We have to determine between us stronger connection, tens, correct tens between us. Add all the nations of Europe into one system, overcome the language barrier. It's an important part of the correction. This is what comes to us from Babylon. That's what comes to us from Babylon. If not for the shattering in Babylon during the times of Abraham, it's possible that the whole world would have been talking Aramaic, like it was in Babylon. Just the group of Abraham, you know, kind of ascended to Hebrew, which is almost the same. So we have to overcome that.
We
have to go out to Europe to advertise, to perform wide dissemination. No, we have to talk about how to unify our European clique to such an extent that they would feel they belong to one program, one mechanism, one goal. And this goal is specifically inside the center of their connection. They correct Babylon. In them, Babylon is corrected. And the world has nothing more to do than that.
We have another question from Plovdiv.
Ken Plovdiv.
Здравствуйте. Большое воодушевление. Мы сообщаем, что вместе начинаем подготовка.
We feel great inspiration from starting the mutual preparation for the European Convention, after which we will gather on Zoom of the Arvut team and we'll start mutual preparation. We invite all the friends to participate. The link will be sent.
So now after the lesson?
Yes, after the lesson. Can we ask how important is it to participate in preparation for the convention?
That's the entire correction. We think what? Come to the Congress, dance and sing and be impressed from a few verses? No, the important thing is the preparation. This is the correction, especially in this Congress that we're going to have in Europe. The preparation is the correction. Yes, Gosha.
I was asked to give an update about the Moldova convention. So there were many disturbances there, thank God.
Without it, we can't.
There was a medical issue there, and there were a lot of rumors. As you know, there was There was a medical issue there. The six doctors worked on this, and the doctor's conclusion was that there was a local virus there. As the organizers, we weren't prepared for such a scenario, because treating such an illness is like treating a scale that we weren't prepared for. So now we want to build before every convention. We want to have a team that will check the local conditions and the there are any illnesses in that area, etc. As a result of that, there were complaints about the food there or the chemical bathroom. So regarding food, we worked with the largest company in Moldova. It's a serious company that have the biggest network of restaurants. The food was fresh. And everything was according to standard procedure. Also regarding the chemical toilets, there's nowhere in Moldova that has enough bathrooms for such large events. So we provided the regular bathrooms for the women, and we brought chemical bathrooms for the men. We brought the best and newest bathrooms and toilets that they had, and also there was water to wash your hands there, and there were some complaints that the water finished. So, again, things to take into account. And there were also four malfunctions with the air conditioning. We tried to treat them as quickly as possible. What I'd like to say, we put in a lot of effort into organizing. We try checking everything in advance, everything we can. And there are some things that are unpredictable.
The Creator arranged everything as needed, and we should accept it with love. What was gone is gone, and everything is for the good. I understand that we invested as much as we could. Of course, we'll correct ourselves, but all in all, there's no room for complaints. Also, with respect to the air conditioning, I had no AC where I sat. And what can I do when I'm on the job, I'm going to spin instead of the ceiling fan. That's how it is. The goal covers everything. So what I'm asking, anyone who heard about the Congress before us in Italy, especially in Bulgaria, should be interested in that, should connect to that. We have to see the Congress in Bulgaria as the beginning of world correction, truly, the correction of Babylon. Very important, depends on us totally. If you hear about it, you can profit from it, even a little bit. To succeed in it, it will be much, much more compared to succeeding in the Moldova Congress, because there you had one homogeneous group, and here it is truly Babylon. The more we discover that we are incapable of, from that we'll have to activate the prayer, and this is really the springboard towards correction.
That will conclude. Thank you, and have a great day.
לחזור הדמעות מלוכות כמו הים הניצות שבנו כמו אור אלפי דרכים בעולם רק אחת תוביל אל הדרום
בין השמחות והדמעות איך נדע מה לבחור
איך נדע איך נדע
החיים הם נד נדע
מהאמת רואים מפוך מגבוה רואים נמוך
איך נדע איך נדע
החיים הם נד נדע
מהאמת רואים מפוך
מגבוה הגעגוע גובר
מורח ילדות שנצרח
עוד מהבית הישן בחצר בליבו של כל אדם יש ניצות של אהבה
כמו כינור ומיתרה כמה יפה מנגינה
איך נדע איך נדע
Yeah.